Interpol arrest wanted Mozambique in kidnapping kingpin in South Africa. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Pretoria, an alleged kidnapping kingpin, who was arrested in Pretoria, will on Monday appear before the Tembisa Magistrates Court, where extradition processes will commence as he is wanted in neighbouring Mozambique. SAPS national spokesperson, Brigadier Helena Mate, said the 50-year-old was arrested at an upmarket estate in Centurion, Swane. She said extradition processes will immediately commence when the 50-year-old appeared in court. The suspect was arrested in connection with abductions cases where ransom demands were made in Mozambique. A multidisciplinary team led by members of the Trilateral Planning Cell, TPC, and the International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, pounced on an upmarket estate in Centurion where they arrested an alleged kingpin wanted for kidnapping cases where ransom demands were made in Mozambique, said Mate. The TPC is a structure which was established and is led by cabinet ministers responsible for policing in South Africa, Mozambique, and Tanzania to counter transnational organized crime. The team was acting on a warrant of arrest and an extradition request by the government of Mozambique, Mate said. On Saturday evening, the team, also consisting of the Special Task Force, Crime Intelligence and Organized Crime, pounced on 50-year-old Esmail Maliud Ramos Nangi at an identified address in Centurion where he was arrested. In his possession, the team seized a 9mm licensed firearm, 14 9mm cartridges, 5 cell phones, multiple bank cards for South African banks, as well as multiple SA and Mozambican SIM cards. While the friend was still shocked from what he heard on the phone, he heard someone over the phone demanding ransom for his friend's release. After receiving that call, he reported to the police, and it is alleged that more of the victim's friends also reported to the police that they received strange calls with a demand of the ransom for the victim's release, said Molala. A team of investigators, including SAPS crime intelligence and hostage negotiators, was assembled to deal with the matter. In a similar incident earlier this month, police in Mpumalanga last arrested a 43-year-old man purported to be linked to detained suspected Mozambican kidnapping kingpin Faisal Charlos. Mpumalanga police spokesperson, Brigadier Selvi Molala, said the man was arrested at Botleng, Dilmas. The suspect was arrested hours after a 32-year-old victim was kidnapped and a ransom demanded for his release, Molala said. According to SAPS information, the victim had visited a friend in Botleng. He left just before 10 p.m. In less than 30 minutes, the friend allegedly received a call from his visitor's phone, who could be heard screaming, "He has been abducted," said Molala. Charlos had a cell phone smuggled into his cell and was using it to communicate with his alleged accomplices on the outside, according to police spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Robert Nechienda. Intelligence information pointed the police to a residence in Lanesia where Charlos' alleged accomplice was arrested. He was found in possession of a cell phone which preliminary investigations revealed that he was using to send money to Charlos via e-wallet and also make other payments as ordered by Charlos, Nechienda said. Nechienda further incited that more arrests are expected. The suspect was also found in possession of a white Toyota Hilux affixed with false registration plates. Further investigations confirmed that the vehicle was hijacked in Littleton in July 2016. Police are following several leads and more arrests cannot be ruled out. Charlos was arrested on the 18th of March with 5 other suspects, including his wife, Sadia, for their alleged involvement in a string of kidnapping cases and for terrorizing businessmen in Gauteng. Kidnappings for ransom have also exploded in recent years in South Africa, already infamous for its high crime rate. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Please share and subscribe to our channel. www.cntlive.com